It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. I'm Jay Gabler. It's Monday, April 8th. Today, we have some good news and some bad news for fans of the Knowles sisters. That would be Beyoncé and Solange. We'll give you the bad news first, but before that, let's talk about a few more of today's stories. The 54th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards took place on Sunday night in Las Vegas, and it was a big night for women artists, except in the top category, where only men were nominated. Keith Urban won Entertainer of the Year, with host Reba McEntire referring to a recent Vegas snowfall and saying, "It was so cold it froze us women out of Entertainer of the Year." Women provided the night's most memorable on-stage performances, though, and both Album of the Year and Female Artist of the Year went to Kacey Musgraves, who's been embraced by a mainstream audience. Her LP Golden Hour also won the Grammy for Album of the Year, but she hasn't enjoyed much airplay on country stations. Accepting Female Artist of the Year, Musgraves said, "This award goes out to any woman or girl, or anybody really, that is maybe being told that her perspective or her style is too different to work. Just stay at it. It'll work out." Just one day earlier in Las Vegas, Aerosmith kicked off their 34-show Deuces Are Wild residency. According to Rolling Stone, the show features lots of hits and lots of pyrotechnics. It also begins with a 40-minute video chronicling the band's history, which apparently gets a little long for fans who are ready to rock. Of course, they finally do get the chance, and some fans even bought into a unique opportunity. For $700, you can sit on stage during the show and listen to in-ear monitors that get the exact same feed as Steven Tyler's. That means you get ideal fidelity when Tyler yells things like, "We're all getting laid tonight!" And yes, he did yell that on Saturday night. Singer Kim English has died after experiencing kidney failure at age 48. She was known for bringing gospel to the dance floor, with 8 hits topping Billboard's dance chart between 1999 and 2007. As the New York Times notes, that made her a bigger club star during that time than acts like Daft Punk and Calvin Harris, even though she didn't achieve their level of widespread recognition. As she gained success, English also became more confident in openly singing about her faith in her hits. In 2007, she stepped back from music somewhat to go back to school, earning her bachelor's degree from Purdue. She remained active as a live performer through 2018. English grew up in Chicago. She trained with a classical voice instructor and started collaborating with R&B and house artists. A remix of her song Nightlife hit the top 40 in the UK, which earned her a slot performing in front of an audience of New York influencers in 1994. Mike Weiss of her label Nervous Records remembered that the song was so catchy, even though it was her listeners' first time hearing it, they were all singing along after the first chorus. I remember going CD shopping at Best Buy with my dad back in the late 80s. CDs came enclosed not only in plastic jewel boxes, but also in long cardboard boxes that were then covered in cellophane. Sometimes the jewel boxes even had their own cellophane, plus you might remember those pesky little laser-printed security strips. We'd get home and Dad would fill his music room's wastebasket with all that packaging. But now, whenever I want to hear a new album, I just click over to Spotify and hit play. Way better for the environment, right? Wrong, according to a new study from European researchers. Today's recording industry might not put as much trash in landfills, but streaming music has actually increased greenhouse gas emissions. It turns out that it takes way more energy to store and stream music than it took to manufacture and distribute hard copies, which may seem crazy, but think about how often you have to recharge your phone. That's not to say the old days were all that great for the environment either. Vinyl production peaked in 1977 using 58 million kilograms of plastic. CD production peaked 23 years later in 2000, and that required 61 million kilograms of plastic. All that plastic production, though, resulted in only about half as much greenhouse gas emission as streaming causes today. The study's authors say they're not trying to tell people not to stream music. They just want people to be aware that media consumption has a significant environmental impact, even if it doesn't fill store shelves and wastebaskets. Okay. If you're a fan of the Knowles sisters, today we have some good news and some bad news. Let's get the bad news out of the way first. Solange has called off her scheduled appearances at Coachella. The reason, she says, is, quote, major production delays. That sounds like she was planning a major production, which would be very much in keeping with her family's flair for unforgettable spectacles. That brings us to the good news. Beyoncé's game-changing Coachella set from last year is coming to Netflix next Wednesday in the form of a film called Homecoming. The film will include not just the performance, but a documentary look at the entire process of putting the show together. We're not just talking logistics. According to Netflix, Homecoming will cover the entire, quote, emotional road from creative concept to cultural movement. If your body, mind, and soul are ready, you can go over to thecurrent.org to check out the trailer, which includes an excerpt from a 2013 Maya Angelou interview that speaks to Beyoncé's motivations. It's today's viral clip.
What I really want to do is be a representative of my race, of the human race. I have a chance to show how kind we can be, how intelligent and generous we can be. I have a chance to teach and to love and to laugh. And
you can see that trailer and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Anna Wiggle. If you're enjoying this podcast, please give it a rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.